Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring in Trista Crick. It's Walks with Trista. You may have seen this on Instagram. But Trista,
it was raining. It was cold. Like, she was still out there, though.
Trista joining us from outside. What's up, homie?
Getting these steps in. Where'd you get that cardigan at?
It's honored a gift.
Yeah, it is. HTG. I need one of those.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good look.
Yeah, you got
pink
it. You,
fire.
You got it. You got to stay on the website. Get on top of the sale. Because every once in a while, they bring back all of their old collections, mm-hmm. and they're on sale for like 3 or 4 days, and you could stock. I swear to God, I still got an Honor the Gift t-shirt that has the tag on it. It was like $12 from like 10 collections ago when I bought it.
That's Mando. You got to pick that up.
You don't want to like send somebody a text.
Well, I did. It was just Kenny.
He let me know.
I'll text the group chat next time. That's E-Me.
It'd be the same ones, you know.
It's E-Me. Did you get a laugh out of Miles Turner's reaction to being booed last night like we did?
I can't stand him.
Oh.
I absolutely can't stand him.
That is an aggressive response.
No, like that's honestly, the more I dig in and like think about it, the more disgusted with his behavior I become.
Oh my goodness.
Truly. Truly. Like, you're talking about a guy who was cared for erroneously on that team for a decade when he's a 7-footer who can't rebound and a rim protector who got worse at rim protection and did not perform in the finals. And pretty much, if he would have been up to his averages, they wouldn't have even gotten to a Game 7 with OKC. And he just wants to change the narrative about what is true. And I know this for a fact, that the Pacers organization are different than other teams. When they sat down with the players, they said, what's really important to you? What do you guys care about? And guys, as you would imagine, said, we don't want to find out we've gotten traded on the internet. We would like to have a heads up. And they said, okay, this is the deal. We're going to do that. We will not tell you about like little meaningless calls and chatter. But if we're actually close to moving you, we will alert you before it ever comes to a Shams bomb or a Woj bomb. But in response, or that trade is, or the exchange is, that if we don't trade you, you can't be mad at us or be salty. Because that's the whole reason that no one tells you until you're moved. Is because we don't want to deal with the deal falling through and you getting all butthurt in your feelings about it. And so they agreed to that. And there was only one time that Miles Turner was truly on the trade block. And I know this for a fact. And they told him. And it didn't happen. For whatever reason. I forget what the deal was. It might have actually been. No, I don't think that. I won't speak that because I don't actually know for sure. So then you've got a fan base that has a whole section for Miles. I think it's called like the Turner Block or something, or the Turner Party in the section in the arena. And this guy is hearing his name in trade rumors when he knows that these trade rumors are fugazi because they've already made this agreement with the front office. So anything that you're hearing as whispers are coming from the people who want it to be seeming like they're going to be trading for you, like the Lakers. Lakers consistently were trying to say they were trading or close or pursuing or that there were talks about getting Miles Turner. We know that. Okay. Fine. So they do an extension for him midway through January, a 2-year, $60 million extension that gives him an extra $17 million in his pocket immediately, the largest in NBA history. And yet the narrative is that they didn't want him. The narrative is that they didn't believe in him and that they were always trying to trade him. He even had this whole Players Tribune article that he came out with in the playoffs last year about how nice it was to be wanted and how these trade rumors were really messing with his mental and da-da-da-da-da, and that he was really happy to become a Pacer for life. So then, your absolute cheeks in the finals, your superstar player that you throw under the bus, tears his Achilles, and they don't want to give you the absolute last dollar that they possibly can and go into the luxury tax. They were willing to go into the luxury tax for like the first time for you. And you go to Milwaukee, a known rival, and then throw the team under the bus after you do that. And then you don't even be a man and call your teammates when you've made that decision. You just leave the group chat, block them all, and change your phone number.
Wait, is that the shoot? That's what happened?
Goodness gracious.
These are all factual accounts of what has occurred. And then you online put a broke down F1 car on your Instagram story when you come back there to basically say that the Pacers are like the Indy 500 and they've crashed out without you. And you're shocked that you were booed by a fan base that really supported you when you were underperforming. That's just nasty work. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you get this whole picture, it's not just funny that they booed him. It's absolutely valid.
I'm so glad we asked this because it was just kind of a throwaway remark. I didn't expect her to go ether on Miles Turner.
I didn't know all this at all. Now, here's the deal. Now, I know, obviously, here in Sacramento, you deal with people who around the NBA, around the league, it's not really a big deal, but they come back. Buddy Hield's one of those guys, right? Like, Buddy Hield is not that consequential in the whole fabric of the NBA, but he comes here and he gets booed, right? I just didn't even know people really cared that much about Miles Turner. Like I didn't know it would be that big of a deal with anything that he said or did, where he went, and him coming back. Like, it's Miles Turner. I know people around the league are like, yo, Sacramento's Buddy Hill. Like, what's the deal? Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's Buddy Hield. It's not Tyrese saying something to you or something like that. I thought that was the case with Miles Turner, but I guess it runs deep. Pause.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy that was like apparently having severe mental health disruptions based on the fact that the Lakers kept leaking that they wanted to trade for him. It's like, Miles, that should speak to how valuable other teams think you are, not the fact that the team that you're on wants to discard you. It's just dumb. It's really, really like petty and dumb and emotional and sensitive, which is very on brand for Miles Turner. This guy wears his button-ups lower than D'Lo on a night-to-night basis.
There is nothing.
What got to do with it?
And he's sassy out there with it.
There ain't nothing wrong with I was thinking about our Ty Dolla Sign. I was like, I have an idea for our Ty Dolla Sign Jacquees concert. I'm gonna have to mess around with it to see if I can pull it up. But we're talking on stage, four buttons open. Don't shame people who rock the four buttons open. Don't do that.
We're gonna look different.
My bad. Huh? That was a
we're gonna look different.
That
I'm
was a
look cold.
My bad. That was a unnecessary shot for comedy's sake. I recant.
So that's the other part of this is I'm not sure what the temperature is going to be, but I remember last year around this time we were outside at the concert and it was really cold.
Right.
It was freezing, and I was like, yeah, this idea isn't going to work.
Dip it.
So let's stick with trade conversations. We saw an interesting action by the Memphis Grizzlies a couple of days ago. Ja Morant suspended by the team for a game, and that's leading to a lot of questions about what Ja's future is with Memphis.
Yeah, I'd love to see him in Sacramento.
So check this out. Yesterday I was watching the it was late at night. That's probably why I didn't like go the extra mile. But I was watching you on Instagram, and it was the five destinations for Ja. And I was watching, and like halfway through, I got the little circles, and I don't know. And I was like, damn, it's 1:30, man. Let me just get off my phone. So I didn't see, like, where was Sacramento on that? Was that number one?
I said they were in no particular order, but that would be my number one favorite destination for him to be.
Why?
I just want good things for you. You see how the fan base rallied around Malik Monk? It's that on steroids, you know? What he can do out there with the basketball when he's highly motivated and healthy is some of the most obscene athleticism that we have seen by a small guard like him. I mean, he's up there with the likes of Derrick Rose and Russell Westbrook, and in terms of his power and highlight level play. And so when you talk about butts in the seats, which, listen, Sacramento doesn't have any problem putting butts in the seats. It's not like Brooklyn, where they tried to finesse me into thinking that Barclays Center is sold out every night, which it is not. The Golden One gets up, okay, regardless if it's Zach LaVine and DeRozan or if you've got Buddy Hield and Rashawn Holmes, okay? Ooh. So it's whatever. But I think good things, if he was highly motivated on this squad, it would be really fun to see, honestly.
That's what I wanted to ask you, too. So you still believe that Ja Morant...
he's still that guy.
Ja Morant coming to the Kings is good things for the Kings.
Well, I think he still got it. Mm-hmm. I think he's quiet quitting. I don't think his level of athleticism has really gone down as much as Tim Bontemps would like to say. The wet blanket that he is on a night-to-night basis.
Does he even like basketball?
Like, he's not a wet blanket. It's like drenched.
I will listen to the Hoop Collective. That's my favorite.
That's your first mistake.
It's a decent podcast. Even though, sometimes
it gets you all the information that you want to know about transactions. I'm a transaction monster. That's my favorite part of the league. Is where are people going? Why are they going? What's the Game of Thrones element of the NBA? I love, obviously, the basketball, first and foremost. But secondly, transactions. So I love Brian Windhorst. He's hilarious. So is Tim McMahon. But Tim Bontemps, I literally on a day-to-day basis, because I listen to it falling asleep. That's how you know I'm falling asleep alone. Nobody's going for that, right? Like, nobody's going to allow
no,
that.
Hold on, baby. So, I got to put the Hoop Collective on. Just close your eyes.
And the intro sound of Hoop Collective is just ding.
Well, no, it's just the annoying sound of Winhurst's voice.
Welcome to the Hoop Collective. We talk about the NBA. I love it.
Listen, it actually is a decent podcast.
It would be a dream of mine to be a guest on the Hoop Collective. That's how much I like it. So, but every time I listen, there's probably the over-under on the shut the hell ups of Tim Bontemps is like 2.5. I'm like, shut your ass up. You're so negative. You always want to put the cold water on stuff. They're having a good time. You're like, it's like, get out of here. Anyway.
I'm not sure he likes basketball. I'm really not sure he likes basketball.
He really does it. He's been covering the league far too long. But I think Josh still has it. And I think he doesn't like how they did Taylor Jenkins. I don't think he likes how they moved on from his guy in Desmond Bane. And I don't think he's been a part of the process. He's obviously been in hot water with suspensions and dealt with injuries. I just think a change of scenery is very needed. You see what happened with Luka. He was never going to slim down in Dallas. He was never going to change his behavior or his mindset as an athlete in the same location that drafted him, where the fans already expect him to kind of fool around. And now look at him. He's out there in a new level, just balling. So I think for Ja, that's the same scenario, where you go to a new location, you find a coach, hopefully it's this coach. Hopefully it's not. I don't think Ime Udoka and him would work. But I will say you kind of need to have him involved in the process in terms of what offense that you want to run. And the man likes ball screens, so you're going to have to run them.
I'd do it, man. I it's a risk. I understand the risk, and I see it. But he's I said it earlier. His ceiling is high enough where it's worth the risk.
Yes.
Where he can take you if everything's right is probably somewhere you haven't been since the early 2000s. If he's right.
Dame doesn't like it.
I don't think I do.
The face tells me everything.
I don't think I do, but I do understand the argument. If you're looking for a, like, for those that hate DeMar and Zach and those guys, like, that's fine. You want Keegan and Keon and all of this, they're not centerpieces. You need a centerpiece. Mm-hmm. I hear the argument about Ja Morant being a centerpiece.
Especially in a small market.
But
if you can get a centerpiece in a small market and see, kind of like Cleveland did it with Donovan Mitchell. Just get him there and hope that he enjoys
Donovan
it.
He's not Donovan Mitchell, though, man. He's not Donovan Mitchell. He's not Donovan Mitchell. Like, I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again today. I have talked myself back into the Ja Morant, De'Aaron Fox thing.
Oh.
Yeah, like, they're not that different.
He's more of a force than De'Aaron. That's the difference.
No, I think you hope he's more of a force than De'Aaron.
No, he's always
I think
been
he's,
in,
no, that's
his,
a great,
in his career.
I don't. He's, no, I think
that's a great
I don't think
point.
That's true.
He's done more than De'Aaron.
So,
but will he do more moving forward than De'Aaron? That's the question.
Explain. Repeat what you mean by force.
I just think his. And these are the intangibles. These are the things that you get into maybe psychologically, just kind of watching him. Like when he is locked in, talking about Ja Morant, there's a force to him. There's an aura to him.
With his teammates.
Yeah, with his teammates that elevates everything around him. I think when you talk about that, that was always just the difference between the two for me. Between Fox and Morant. Like, I think there's things that the other does better than the other, but they were generally the same person. The thing that separated the two for me was when Ja was like getting after it, he was relentless.
Mm-hmm.
He was and Fox was passive. Fox can be passive. And I think that was the difference between the two for me. And I don't even know if one is better than the other. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that was the difference between mm-hmm. the two.
Yes.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you both. I'm just a little concerned. It feels, and maybe it's Memphis, maybe it's the change of scenery thing that Jesse was talking about earlier. It just doesn't feel like the trajectory is up. It's down.
I understand.
And maybe, you know, and maybe that's to the Sacramento Kings' advantage. Mm-hmm.
Reclamation projects.
Yeah, and like I feel like if you do this right, this is the retooling versus rebuilding thing. Mm. If you're able to do this right, like my opinion is it can involve Domantas Sabonis. It creates too much of an imbalance on the floor. Domantas Sabonis still needs to be a Sacramento King. Mm-hmm. And while I love the way that Zach LaVine is playing, and I think I think far higher of him than our beloved Trista does, I would rather do that than. In whatever combination of stuff you want to do,
right.
I would rather do that than lose Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
I don't
much
even
on
know if Domantas
court.
Makes sense on that team. You would have to probably turn it into a three-team deal.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he does either. I was thinking more in the aspects of contracts. Like, I don't know who on this team, outside of, you know, you just get a sturdy point guard like Dennis Keon Ellis would. I don't know. I didn't make this argument. I made this statement yesterday when we really got into this Ja Morant conversation, TK, and it's that Memphis is in fact done with Ja, and they have been done with Ja because they gave Jaren Jackson Jr. that contract they gave him with the belief that this is the guy we believe we can put a roster around and return to one of the top teams in the West.
And that is folly. That is folly. They need to move on from both those men.
Oh, we could say what they need to do. I think they love Jaren Jackson.
That's fine. Keep on keeping on with that broke ass jumper.
Damn.
The weather's cold. The weather's cold, and now my heart on these topics is as well. I do want to break a little news.
Okay, let's break news.
We are back on 100%, 110. How about this? We are now 10 toes down.
Oh, Jesus. That goes great now, where you're at.
You know, we are now 10 toes down. We are now, the wounds have completely healed with Dame.
Okay. Well, that's not what I expected. Yeah, can you explain?
We do not slant. There are no more digs. There are no more jokes.
Oh.
There are no more like, oh, I know Trista, what she's going to. There's no more ricochet shots or anything.
Uh-huh.
The wounds have been, we have mended things officially.
Okay.
A nice chat for about 15 minutes last night.
I was about to say, like, was this person, like, personally, yes. Did you guys
say? We have truthfully mended. We hashed it out, and the wounds are mended.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So just know there won't be any more funny little kikis when it comes to 10 toes down or any of the jokes that I would make. I asked him if he got mad at me, and he said he didn't. And I told him it was all jokes. And then I asked him why he unfollowed me then. And he didn't have a lot to say about that, but we're good.
Did he follow back?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't checked into it, but we're good now. It's all good.
I'm going to go to the San Antonio game, see if I can have the same conversation.
To go to the Kings game, have the same conversation with Devin.
Die. He hasn't earned that conversation yet.
He will never earn that conversation.
You started this whole thing, by the way, with Devin. When you came back from that, was it like a draft summer party story?
Summer League. Yep, that party, that WME party.
Yeah.
Where he was rude.
Mm-hmm. Don't be rude. Be nice, man. Yeah, be rude to people.
Be nice.
I saw Dame working out yesterday. That was cool to see. Like, he was like literally going through basketball drills and stuff.
He looks healthy. He looks happy. He's like, what you doing back? And I said, I'm here for my mom. And he goes, I'm here for my mom. I said, okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Are you going to be more of a fixture at Trailblazers games now that you're there?
I hope to go to everyone I can. I would say this. Rahsaan said you were a wild boy yesterday, by the way, D.
Ooh.
He said, we were talking to you. We were talking about the, there's two radio stations in Portland,
mm-hmm.
and the guys who are on the competing radio stations are like peas and carrots. You know, they're fun. They have fun. They're joking. And I didn't know one of them, this guy Sean, was working for the iHeart station. And the other one, my friend Danny, works for the Odyssey station. And I said, oh, you work for iHeart? Oh, is it, can I talk to him? Is it like Bloods and Crips out here? And Rahsaan goes, it's not like Sacramento here. I said, oh, okay. I just needed to know, like, what kind of turf situation we had here. And he said, no. It's all love here. It's all good. It's not like some of the other places I've been. And he said, yeah, D's a wild boy.
No, I'm not. Just watch your effing mouth. Like, that's all it is. That's all it is. Like, We got mad love for a lot of people at 1140, but I don't think any of them are even there right now. Well, one needs to be careful, but everybody in the past, yo, watch your mouth. Like, you just got here. Keep your mouth shut. And you see the amount of grand openings and grand closings over there.
But in your heart, though, when mm-hmm. you hear the term 1140, you think, dun, 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 da, 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 da. That's what you think.
Nah, that's not true.
That's a lie. You're lying.
Maybe it's a little true. Like, nah, but my man.
I bet you if I was like, yo, D, I got a job at 1140, you'd be like, what?
Oh, yeah. No, I would not. I would not receive that very well. I would not receive that very well. And let's not do that.
See?
I wouldn't receive that very well. Oh, man. You wouldn't be the first, though. You wouldn't be the first.
I'll be there. I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. I'm too loyal.
10 toes down.
You know me. I'm dying on the shield like a samurai.
We appreciate
that,
too.
You know the thing that I think is 3D chess, though, just really quickly about that? He was like, you know, and I think this has been already publicly reported, but I actually believe he thinks that. It's like, we would have never gotten better, ever, away from the purgatory that was our team.
If Dame hadn't.
Yeah, no.
He was the only asset we had that was any value at all, and he's back within 2 years. And we got Drew. And we got Denny. And we got Tumani. And we got Klingon. And we got young Hansen. And we got a bunch of other young wings.
No, it had run its course. It had run its course about 2 years before you traded him.
Yeah, I agree. And, I agree.
You know, luckily it worked out where, you know, he's back, you know, and everything.
We didn't want to let him go. He didn't want to let us go.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's understandable.
Morgan's watching you right now if you want to say hi.
Hello!
Are you coming to visit?
UCLA, I'm certainly trying. I know there's some new logistical challenges with Tuesday.
Yes, but not game day. Game day is Monday.
Yep. So I have to figure it out.
Is that what, 2 weeks
from
now?
I might drive.
No, it's next week, I think. You might what?
Yeah. Might drive.
That's crazy.
Trista.
The flights are, here's the issue, is the FAA is like messing around where people are getting stuck at airports.
That's true.
And
well,
if I get stuck,
the government is shut down.
If I get stuck in Sacramento on Tuesday, and then you're like, ah, dog, I'm sorry, we got a full ass, I'd be like, bummed.
All right, bro, we wouldn't make you sleep outside. like, hold on, man. Like, what are we talking about here? We'll get it worked
anyway,
out.
Anyway, we'll see. We got to make it work.
Driving is insane.
What is that, 20-some hours?
No, it's not 20.
It's like 14, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think it's that.
It's 6 to the top of California.
What is it from the top of What is it from the top of California to you? We could just go.
That's what I'm talking about. From here to the top of California, it's like six hours.
I just typed in Portland, Oregon, no particular place, and it said 9 hours in 1 minute.
Yeah,
Thought it was longer.
That's not bad. What the hell?
No, that absolutely is.
What the hell?
Play on.
No, you heard it.
We got to
guess. What are you talking about?
What's the problem?
Do you guys have rats?
No, you know what he said.
What'd I say? I said it's 9 hours long?
Oh, no.
What do you think?
Is that a flag?
He said, I absolutely thought it was longer.
Yeah, you did say that.
Oh, come on, man. Stop. Boo. Boo! That's trap, bro. In fact, get a flopping penalty. What is that?
Jeremy Sashay from the Miami Heat said yesterday on the alley, find it on DLS Hoops. He said that Alejandro Kirk has his favorite shape.
All right.
Come on.
That feels like a flag.
What? Sir.
We love you, TK.
Love y'all.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
This league is in shambles, man.
If Trista wasn't here, we would have called a flag. I'm not going to lie.
Really? A flag for that?
Yeah, that's what I looked at. That's what I looked at.
A flag for that?
Yes. That was crazy.
Yeah, I heard
that
it.
That was low-key crazy.
Hey, Chris, are y'all hiring over there? Are there any adults over there? Come back. Man, I can't wait for 320. I'll finally have another adult to talk to when the professor joins us on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to get in on these phone lines, you can. Kenny's going to die on the air today. That's
trying to make
clear.
It. Yeah, it feels like we're close today.
No. Trying to make it.
Look, dude, if you don't want to talk to Jason Jones, just go home then. You don't have to die.
Oh, it's a long way.
Yeah, you don't have to die for it. Just go home then.
Yeah, the professor.
Yeah, you don't have to die.
Hey, last night, I was telling the chatty house during the break that... Shout out to my people at Ride with the Hive. Shout out to my man Parrish over at Elk Grove Audi. Shout out to my girl Brooklyn. They have a contest going on right now on Twitter. Predict the final score of tonight's game between Sac State and Dominican.
The men or the women?
The men.
Because what exactly was the score in the women's game last night?
I think it was 124-30 something. I'm not
that
sure.
I think it was 124-39. I believe was the final score.
I watched the first quarter of that game just because I wanted to see. This was the point of me telling the story. Was I wanted to see that what everything looked like. And damn, they actually got it done. They got the well set up for basketball, for college basketball. Pretty cool. I'm going to try and go tonight, man, and check it out myself. But I was like, damn, they all right. Hornet Pavilion seats 3,000. It's a nice little step to what hopefully in the next few years will be a bigger arena, but had to get out the nest, so that's a good thing. The prediction I had.
Do you enter through the football field? Is that how you get into it?
Because
I know you go through the parking lot.
You go through the parking lot and then.
Oh, just okay. So the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's an entrance. At the football field, right?
Well, yeah. So, yeah, to answer your question, yes.
Okay.
I think that's the main entrance.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
112-75 was the score I predicted tonight.
112-75 is the score you're predicting.
If I win the merch, okay. I will share with the show.
Oh, sure you
that's,
will.
That's the
sure you
that's
will.
The prize.
You it's get just the like score. My basketball jersey. I'm sure you'll well, share.
I got to hit Coach Patrick up.
I'm waiting for Coach Marion to go, hey, did you get that football jersey I got you? No, Coach, I ain't get it, man. Oh, I left it with Kenny. No, I know. I know. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, good luck to Mike and that crew, the whole crew at Sac State tonight going into that game. You have to win by 90. Those are the rules.
Yes.
And,
and I need that to happen, too, because they're playing against Dominican University, which is a rival of mine. So yeah,
I'm sorry. Wait, who's business. A rival of yours?
Dominican.
What do you have against Dominicans?
We were in the no, not Dominicans.
Oh, my bad.
Dominican.
Okay, what
university?
What, yeah.
They were in the same league as Cal State East Bay. We were rivals, bro.
Okay. Did you beat them every time?
Nope, didn't beat them once.
Was it really a rivalry years. Then, sweetie?
Yes.
If you never beat them, does
yes.
it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Actually, I lost them five times because we lost them in the championship at the Cal Pac tournament, which would have gotten us the automatic bid to the national.
So team. You were 0-5 against them.
Yeah, man.
You should have just kept the first answer. I was like, yeah, we lost them for 2 years. I didn't even know the amount.
Yeah, like.
Did you play them five times in 2 years?
Bro,
two times a year and then one time in the championship.
Kings versus Pelicans was that?
Yeah.
Not once?
Man.
Over five. We lost. We
ask
lost.
The people at with you, Dominican. At the people, hey,
kicking
hey,
his ass.
How about Cal State, East Bay? Who? No, that's not our rival.
We
who
lost at the buzzer in the championship game. We lost in overtime at their place. We lost at the buzzer at our place one time.
Bro, just hit the last shot.
I missed the last shot. I missed this. The one I'll never forget.
That's when Joe Davidson wrote the article, KC's not clutch.
He's cut out for radio, but I don't know about basketball.
Man, he just can't close.
It's the one I'm going to take with me to my grave. That felt good. I thought I was – it's the one you heard me talk about it before, like hit him with the little Kobe hesitation pull-up. The dude fell. The dude fell on the shot. No lie. The videotape is there.
So you were unguarded.
No, because I shook the dude loose.
Yeah.
I hit him with the
Yeah.
And then he stumbles back like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I shoot it, and it feels great.
No. Like, what I'm saying is,
this is good.
The shot was uncontested because the guy fell.
Yeah, I dropped him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped him.
So the shot was uncontested. Then what happened?
Well, So I'm shooting it, mm-hmm. and I got everything right.
Uncontested
good.
Shot, yep.
And it was in slow motion, right?
Yep. Like, I was just like there, it was for Carlton.
It was in so much slow motion. And I felt so good about the shot. It was so money.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. I would start backpedaling. I was like, all right, how am I gonna celebrate? Do I go to my teammates? And then there was my homies over there in the corner. And I was like, do I go to the homies? You know, do I just stand there? Do I jump into, like, how am I gonna celebrate? This is all while the ball's in the air. I'm like, how am I gonna do this? Because this is cash, and it's about to be the moment. And then it hit the front rim.
You need another legs.
I said, oh, what? What?
KC did a swaggy pee.
What?
Kenny Stojakovic. Oh, man.
I couldn't believe it.
The KB one hurts here, though.
KC shot it, and the other team yelled, he's with us.
Kenny Barnes is crazy. Chill out, Stevie B. Chill out.
Kenny Barnes.
Relax.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Yeah, relax.
Watch your mouth, Stevie B. Watch your mouth.
Kenny Barnes sounds like a gangster that roll with, like, in New York somewhere.
Well, Nicky Barnes.
Got Kenny Barnes.
Yeah. Was it Nicky Barnes was referenced from Anthony Joshua that one time, I think? Full circle.
I used to hang with the hustlers, the gangsters.
Calling you Kenny Poole, the D-Lo and KB show. This is tough, man.
It was tough. I'm never gonna get over that moment. Never, ever, ever.
While we're talking about it, we always bring it up. I don't think there's a shot that's ever hung in the air longer than Harrison Barnes's.
Oh no.
That was a lifetime.
No, that was
really thought we was gonna be celebrating like crazy, bro.
Telling the camera. See, you know what your issue is? You pre-plan the celebration.
No, I didn't pre-plan. I just make sure everybody's in position.
Okay,
just in
Leezy.
Case.
Okay, Leezy. We want you to get over here, and then me and D-Lo will go get on stage, and we'll do the thing with the crowd. Make sure you get all that. It was all contingent on Harrison Barnes' shot going in.
It's like the people who go, if we win, the parade will be on Thursday.
I've heard one of those before.
Oh man,
2006.
Ooh. So the first one, I wasn't here for it. It just went straight down J Street?
Yeah.
The second one was going to do something different?
No, they said, no, it was just, if we win tonight, the parade will be, I think it was Thursday or something. I don't remember what night it was.
Damn.
But, yeah.
Damn.
There is something about seeing those confetti guns and all, like the tape and all of that stuff just out there. Like, not on the floor. When you go to leave, mm-hmm. it's tucked away on the home side. But you see it. Like, there's confetti guns. There's all of this stuff that was going to be used for a celebration that's not happening.
Damn.
And it wasn't game 7. It was game 5. I think it was the first ever game 5 in the WNBA Finals was on the road.
And that's tough, too, like, as a city, because you got to do it. Like, you got to plan. It's not being
Yeah,
arrogant.
You had to plan for everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn. I remember specifically 2023. I saw WCW and Simone the day before the Super Bowl because we were at Solomon Vinyl the day before the Super Bowl, and I remember talking to them. I was like, "Yo, I think it's gonna be on Wednesday if they win." And yeah, I already told Dame. Like Dame was already like, "Yeah, bro, you gotta go to the parade like for the Niners." And I was like, yo, yeah, it's like, you couldn't tell
the
me
the Usher brunch. That's what it was.
Right.
I was like, no, we weren't. The Usher brunch, that's right.
You couldn't tell me they weren't winning the Super Bowl. I was like, bro, they about to win the Super Bowl. I've been waiting for 20, 30 years for this, bro. About to go down. did not go down.
It did not. Again, have you learned nothing?
What you want me to do?
Be surprised. Just don't plan for anything. It's like, hey, whatever happens, happens.
All right, I'm going to be surprised tomorrow for the Kings Warriors game.
Oh, God. I can't. I have never dreaded going to a basketball game like I'm dreading going to this basketball game tomorrow. I hate going to Lakers and Warriors games, and those are the back-to-back home games. Not back-to-back, but you know what I mean. The last home game was the Lakers. The next home game is the Warriors. And I don't know. I haven't watched the Warriors for 3-4 games now. We'll talk about that.
Gave the Pacers their only win of the season. They blew that game, too.
We'll,
shout out Leezy. He said, I'm still mad I missed the Usher brunch.
Well, sorry, Leezy. We'll come back. We'll have a couple of NFL overreactions, and then we'll get back into the Sacramento Kings. And Jason Jones. Jason Jones actually hyped this visit up on social media. He was so excited.
Asked me to collab on some stupid-ass post. Are you crazy?
Oh, don't worry. I accepted it for us.
Oh, my God.
Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick note, the Kings have made the signing of Precious Achiuwa and the waiving of Isaac Jones official as that correspondence just went out from Sacramento. So a new King is official. That's Precious, former New York Knick. And my guess is he plays. He's a 5-4. That would be my guess. Like, why not? I absolutely believe if he doesn't play tomorrow, he absolutely plays in the next handful of days. Like, it's a tough schedule coming up for Sacramento. You know, just because they're not on the road anymore doesn't mean things get any easier. They got the Golden State Warriors in what will certainly be half Golden One Center, half Chase Center tomorrow. Oklahoma City on Friday in a NBA Cup game. Mm-hmm. And Minnesota after that. Oh, great news, Kings fans. Anthony Edwards has been updated to questionable for tonight's game.
Oh, yeah. It's which just in time.
Leads me to believe not that stars missing games matter versus Sacramento, but my guess would be Anthony Edwards is good to go on Sunday.
Oh, that's just fantastic. I cannot wait.
Again, it doesn't matter. That to happen. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, LeBron and Luka didn't play. Austin Reeves went for 51.
That's the truth. So,
Rudy
Jaden McDaniels.
I'd rather Anthony Edwards play than Rudy Gobert finding some way to go for 40 against Sacramento. You know how humiliating it would be if Rudy Gobert went for 40 against you?
Oh, my gosh. Rudy Gobert.
It'd be less embarrassing for Rudy Gay to go for 40 against you right now.
No, you know what would happen is I would be like Metu. Throw the heating pad at every shot he makes.
I would just leave. I'd be like, he really going for 40? I'm out. This is absurd.
Did you happen to catch what the Hall of Famer said about Ja Morant? And when I said Hall of Famer, I mean Hall of Famer Mark Spears.
I didn't.
He was on NBA Today.
Yeah, I can't see that show.
Well, I didn't see it. I read it.
We have the NFL Network on 24/7 here in the studio now.
We missed.
In about 2 weeks, basketball isn't even going to exist for us. We're going to come in here talking about, hey, the Ravens just traded for an edge rusher. Huh, guys? Huh? It'll be D'Lo Wingo, and he's going to be
Lewis Carraway.
Yeah, Casey Riddick over here.
I'm trying to find the exact quote, but essentially he was just saying, reiterating as well, that he, from what he's hearing right now, there doesn't seem to be much of a market for Ja Morant. He said he talked to four executives who, one said, you know, the contract is a reason why they wouldn't go after Ja Morant. Oh, here it goes right here. For the execs I talked to today. Oh, we got it. Go ahead. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, Hall of Famer
talked
right
to
here.
A couple GMs who told me, like, last summer, every player on the Grizzlies was available for trade. That includes Ja and Jaren. Certainly curious to me that the Orlando Magic were able to make a trade with the Grizzlies. They got Desmond Bain, which made it apparent that they could have got Ja Morant and decided not to. 40 execs I talked to today said they really have no interest in trading for him. One said it was because it's a combo of contract and off the court issues. Another suggested that if Ja is traded, it'll probably be a problem star for a problem star. A couple of them also said that you need the right coaching staff to have such a mercurial star as him. And I asked one current NBA coach if he would like to coach Ja Morant. And he's not. He said, I'm not sure I'd want to. Talk to him.
Okay. There's a... Yeah, the Hall of Famer hit all the bullet points with that one. Pretty much any and every concern you can have about Ja Morant was referenced there, from contract to problems off the court. One thing he didn't mention, and if he did, I missed it. I apologize. Availability. Is certainly a question. We mentioned the same old story in New Orleans. Zion Williamson has a hamstring strain. He's out 7 to 10 days for the Pelicans. But Ja misses his fair share of games,
yeah,
for sure. I don't know, man. I feel like we're talking about the idea of Ja Morant. I don't think we're talking, my feeling is, we're not talking about the player Ja Morant. We're talking about the idea of what we think Ja Morant can be. Or in what's most enticing about this is, the question is not what he can be, some like mythical high point. It's can he be what we've already seen him to be? Can he get back to what he once was? He's 7 years in the league. He's 26 years old.
He's not going to get back to that in Memphis. For me, I'd be willing to take the risk to see if he could do that in Sacramento, though, because there is going to be a team that takes a risk on Ja Morant. And for me, it feels like whatever team does that, it's going to work out for.
So you heard Mark reference the off-the-court stuff. Mm-hmm. Would any team shy away from Ja because of his dad?
I don't think so. I think
talent's there, you deal with it.
And also it got a little,
what is the talent there? That's what I'm saying. Like, is not talent, like, Ja Morant's obviously still a very good NBA player.
To be fair, though, when's the last time we heard from Ja Morant's dad?
I was about to say, once it got like a little crazy, he fell back. Like, when it got a little out of control and it's like, you're doing too much.
Okay.
It's been like two, 3 years now. He's like,
did he fall back, or did Ja, was Ja gone? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like Ja wasn't around.
True, but T's been there. T there now.
No, I got you.
Like,
sure.
He was in Miami when Ja hit the game winner and he dapped him up. Yeah. Like, he's still around. He's just kind of falling back. And some of that also, I don't know everything, but some of that also seemed to be like some of the people that were around. It wasn't T. It was some of the other people that were around. That's the sense that I got. And either they've stopped or they've kind of gotten rid of those guys that were around. So he wouldn't concern me. He wouldn't concern me at all. I met T one time. Very, very nice. Very nice.
Okay. Again, 27, 26, 25, 23, 20 this year. Those are his points per game since the 2021-2022 season.
Do you think Ja is just going to be an injury-prone player for the rest of his career?
There's a lot of evidence pointing to injury-prone. Like, if we just put the number... I don't think, okay, here, I don't think Ja will ever qualify for an off-season, postseason award.
Hmm. All right, that's tough.
That's 64, right?
Yeah, 65.
65. I don't think he'll ever qualify for one.
What are off the top of your head, and I'm sure we can look it up too, but what are the injuries? One was the shoulder. The other...
Was the shoulder the one that knocked him out when he got back?
Yeah.
From the...
And he was suspended at that point.
The suspension,
right? He was suspended. Then the shoulder took him out.
I got it right here. He's had a right ankle sprain, 1920, left ankle sprain in 2021, 21-22, right shoulder subluxation, whatever that means. Mm. Another left ankle sprain, right knee sprain, 22-23, hip injury as well, 23-24, shoulder surgery and ankle sprain, and then 24-25, left ankle sprain was week to week for that and hip injury.
Let's make sure we have... Ones. Sorry, Jesse. Let's make sure we have proper context to his games played as well. 67 games in the 1920 season. That's the 72-ish mm-hmm. COVID season, the original COVID season. Yeah, like, and not, it wasn't a flat 72 games. It was wherever you were when the season shut down, right, which was roughly 72 for most teams. And I don't think those eight games counted in, because not everyone went to the bubble. Like, it, some of those games ultimately meant nothing.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how many of those he played, because he got knocked out by Dame in the play-in. I guess he played.
No, but there were games. Were games in the bubble.
Yeah.
And then the 63 the next year was also a 72 game season. Mm-hmm. So there is context to those two 60 game seasons. Then you have 57, 61. 9, 50, and 7. Obviously 7 so mm-hmm. far this year.
If Ja can get back to some sort of regular health, where, like, I don't doubt he's going to miss games in the future and stuff, but it's just not, like, how you said, where maybe the other side, he is able to hit the 65-game marker sometimes. I'd definitely take a chance on him. I'm not worried about his ability. Just if he can stay on the court, then I think it's good.
Mm. No issue.
He just has another level that, just, I guess it's it factor, if you want to call it.
And no issue with his issues.
Nah, it's been a couple years.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an issue moving forward.
John Morant's not the first superstar in sports to, I guess, run his course and have some, like Jimmy Butler does this with every team every 3 years. Hmm. So it's like, I think you get John in the right situation, it'll work. Yeah. Do the Kings have the right situation? I don't know.
There's the part two of that question.
So, we've said this routinely since we've done this show. If you got a problem with Doug Christie, that says more about you than anybody else. If Ja Morant comes in here and he can't vibe with Doug Christie, I think that, then it's a Ja Morant thing. I say that to say you have about as good as people in place that you've ever had in this organization. If he comes here and it's an issue, it's because Ja Morant is an issue, not because you don't have the right people to deal with somebody like Ja Morant.
Okay.
I even feel that way about Scott Perry to a certain degree.
So,
not as strongly as I do with Doug, but that's what I feel about Scott Perry so far.
There's also the question too: where else are you going to get a guy like this? Like, the draft, I guess, is the answer, but
that's like wishing upon a star.
Yeah, you passed on Trey, you passed on Kuminga, and it's just,
I don't think they passed.
We're not passed, but you didn't get those deals done.
Yeah, and they didn't have any interest in Trey.
Yeah, and
which
just,
I don't agree with, but
like, you hope
Trey out like a month. Thank good, like that Trey's injury looked really, really bad.
Yeah, that was violent.
Yeah. You hope you can get a great player through the draft, but a lot of these contracts on the Kings too. James Hammond said it as much, like 2027. It's like, now you got an opportunity to wear a player here. He's got warts, like Casey says, but you got an opportunity to take a chance.
Okay, so what does it look like if it falls flat?
If it falls flat, you don't have, and I'm gonna just go with the deal that we talked about from Bleacher Report, right? The two first round picks. if it falls flat, you've lost three guys that, outside of Schroeder, you're probably already looking to move on from. You've lost your draft pick from this year, but you've only lost the Spurs pick from 27. You still have yours. So if it falls flat, you don't play no games, it doesn't work, you're not good, you're still kind of in a position to work through that draft.
Mm-hmm.
You missed 1 year, and that could be a vital miss, but you're still in position. You haven't given up the future draft picks.
Everything that's been said lately, too, is that it's not really going to cost you that much. It seems like a lot of the league is down on Ja.
Mm-hmm.
So you might, this might be the perfect situation where, like, you don't have to give up much to get a player who, like, if it works out, can really take your franchise somewhere.
But why would so many people who do this for a living be like,
Because to be honest with you, I don't know if there are too many teams that are in the position that the Kings are in. You look around the league. Everybody outside of Utah, maybe, either has a star already there or a star that they can move to go get somebody. Washington probably doesn't have the star. But Washington has a bunch of picks. Like, they're clearly looking towards the future.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings, I don't think they want to do a full rebuild. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a situation where they don't really have, I don't know if they feel like they have the stars that can get them, that can net them either a high draft pick or a star.
I see.
Is there another team in the league in this situation with not having a star or not being bad enough to bottom out and be in the running for a Darren Peterson or something like that?
Asking, not stating. Mm-hmm. Toronto?
I thought about Toronto. It depends on how you feel about Ingram. And Scotty Barnes.
I don't feel. Yeah, I thought, like, I know you hate Scotty Barnes, but that was the guy I was thinking.
I wasn't thinking Brandon Ingram. I didn't even think about Scotty Barnes before.
You never have. Before this was whole history of his pro career, you haven't thought about Scotty Barnes.
But it depends on how you feel about those two. And, like, hey, are these.
Scotty might be a centerpiece, but I don't know. I don't think Ingram is.
Mm.
I think Ingram's a great, you know, wingman, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first team that comes to.
Chatty House brings us up as well. Someone's dad is also an assistant coach for the Grizzlies.
Hey, maybe
maybe he needs a change of scenery.
There's connections. I'm just saying.
We even talking about a change of scenery for the wrong guy.
Hey, in all seriousness,
Grizzlies get a young point guard from the lottery.
But look,
it's a great way of framing it. That's Kyle's SEO headline.
No, yeah,
Grizzlies acquire former lottery point guard.
We've got this lottery pick right here that hasn't gotten much time because our last GM didn't know what he was doing. But maybe you do.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.